The United States and China have not settled their trade issues during talks that ended Sunday. A U.S. team led by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and including senior officials from the Treasury and Agriculture Departments held comprehensive discussions with Chinese trade officials in an effort to decrease Beijing's trade surplus with the United States, which amounted to $375 billion last year. China has agreed to buy more American goods, but on condition that the United States does not impose any new tariffs or other restrictions on Chinese goods sold in the United States.
If that happens, the basis of the consensus reached between China and the United States will no longer exist, which will result in the nullification of the outcomes of this round of consultations.
There were no joint statements following the last round of talks led by Ross and Chinese Deputy Prime Minister Liu He this weekend. But Beijing later issued a unilateral statement praising what it called good communication and positive attitudes on both sides. The statement says relevant details are yet to be confirmed by both sides, but China's attitude remains consistent, says Chinese economist Li Yong, and it includes expanding imports.
It is very helpful to satisfy the Chinese people's pursuit for good life and request for quality economic development by expanding imports, including those from the United States.
The Trump administration has threatened to impose 25% tariffs on $50 billion a year on Chinese technology-related goods and increase duties on up to $150 billion of Chinese imports. China has vowed to retaliate by imposing duties on U.S. goods such as soybeans, corn, and other agricultural products. U.S. farmers are concerned.
If there's tariffs imposed, people think it's just farmers that get hurt. It's the entire community, the entire state, the entire upper Midwest where agriculture is so important, because we're not living alone out on the farm and not seeing anyone. We are connected economically.
But others say the U.S. economy may benefit in the long run.
In the long term, if you just have a long-term perspective, and this is a long-term industry, I mean, we think in terms of generations, we're going to be fine.
The trade talks have also left two unresolved major issues: how the United States should deal with China's state-imposed industrial policies and what the Trump administration should do about the Chinese telecommunications company ZTE, which had violated sanctions against North Korea and Iran. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.